Hello, USA listeners. I'm your host, Emma Gundersheimer, and welcome to today's edition of USA Today. Today, we'll be talking about the debate between Columbus Day being a holiday. I'm here in San Francisco, standing next to the annual Walk for Indigenous Peoples March that's happening because of this controversial topic. Now, we have a very special guest for you today. All the way from Boston, Massachusetts, a specialist in the history of Columbus, Miss Katie Tully. Hi, Emma. I'm so excited to be here. So happy to have you here. Now, let's talk about the past. What is the real story about Columbus Day? Well, when Christopher Columbus first came to the Americas, he didn't even set foot in what we call the USA today. On October 12, 1492, when he first got to the Americas, he landed on an island in the Bahamas. Then he went onward to more land. There he encountered the Taino people, a group of indigenous people from what Columbus named Hispaniola and is now the Caribbean. Columbus's ship crashed and the Taino rushed out to help him and his people. They got every person off the boat and everything off it too. The Taino were very giving and kind, and they invited the people onto the land. That island was called Hispaniola, but we now know it as Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, who are the Taino, and can you say more about Columbus? Oh yes. Well, the Taino lived in the Caribbean, so it was very hot and muggy all the time. The Taino were very clean, organized, civil, and loyal people. They played games and had fun. The Taino lived in villages, very modern for the time, with new inventions on how to make a house or how to clean themselves. The Taino liked to wash themselves often. The Taino harvested foods like corn, nuts, cavassa, which is a somewhat dangerous root. They hunted for fish and birds, specifically ducks, which they cooked and then ate. Whenever someone came into their home, they would say, "Whenever mine is now yours." Wow, they were very kind people. Yes, they were. Everyone in the community had a specific job that helped keep it in good shape so it would be well run, just like the towns and cities we live in now. Now, Columbus was originally from Genoa, Italy, but his mission was sent from the King and Queen of Spain. Spain was motivated by what we call the Four Seas. These were the things that motivated them to colonize and explore. These were conquest, taking over land that would give Spanish more resources and things to do, like build villages and have more places to hunt, Christianity, a religion that the Spanish wanted to spread throughout the Taino, curiosity, the Spanish wanted to know more about the world, they were inspired by adventure, and commerce. The Spanish wanted to find new trade routes to Asia for trading. They wanted to get around the Middle East, which was where the people who controlled the trade routes were. When Columbus arrived in the Caribbean, he found there was gold and spices on the island, and he was hungry for it. He went back to Spain and told the king and queen the great news. They said if he went back and got the things and brought them back to Spain, he would get 10% of the profits, be made governor of any recently discovered lands, and he would have the title of Admiral of the Ocean Sea. Wow, they must have been really hungry for wealth. Oh yes. Now, Columbus obviously wanted those things, so he went back to the Caribbean. The Taino had no idea what was in store for them. The Spanish made the Taino slaves. They worked day and night getting bottles of gold for the Spanish. If the Taino didn't come back with their particular amount of gold, their fingers, hands, feet, and toes would be cut off, and they would bleed to death. Oh, that sounds terrible. Yes. The Taino were also killed by fires lit by the Spanish, getting hanged, killing them with dogs, and torture. The Taino were so fed up with this, there was a mass suicide. They killed themselves with poison. People say they died in the hands of Columbus. It was terrible. It was a terrible time. The Taino also tried to fight back by the mass suicide, and that left the Spanish in confusion. They tried to find a new home where the Spanish couldn't find them. In the end, the Taino went in search for their homeland and settled there. After a few months, one of the Taino leaders and the Spanish had a truce. The Spanish agreed to let the Taino have freedom. That's better. Yep, it was definitely better. Now, there was something else going on too, the Columbian Exchange. This was a trade route between the Taino and the Spanish. Some of the tradings were unintentional. Some things that were traded from the Spanish to the Taino were diseases that Taino weren't immune to, horses, sheep, crops, and food. Some things that were traded from the Taino to the Spanish were pumpkins, turkeys, flowers, crops, and some diseases. This was good for the Taino because they were introduced to new food and animals. Not all food and animals were bad for them, just some. It was bad for them because they got very sick from the diseases and died a lot. It was also bad because some of the animals, like pigs and sheep, ate their food and multiplied very quickly. This was good for the Spanish because they were introduced to new foods. It was bad for them because they were introduced to the sicknesses and they got sick and some died. Some of the Columbian Exchange was bound to happen, but some just happened because the food and animals were in the boats that came over or were just there. Wow, fascinating. Yep, the voyage of Columbus signified that exploration and people can do great things. That is the story of Christopher Columbus and how he made an impact on the world. Thank you so much for telling us this. Could you maybe tell us a little bit about the different opinions about Columbus Day in your view? Oh, certainly. Some people believe that Columbus Day shouldn't be a holiday because they believe it celebrates genocide and turned people into slaves just so he could be happy. Another reason people are against Columbus Day is they believe that Columbus enslaved the Taino only for himself and wealth. They believe he was selfish. People have vandalized statues and things in public areas that represent Columbus or are of him. Some cities and states have agreed to change Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day, or to just not celebrate the holiday. Interesting. What are some of the things that people want Columbus Day to continue to stay a holiday? Well, some people believe that Columbus Day should be a holiday because they think he opened the gates for our country. What I mean is, he really formed this country and got it started. People also think of Columbus as a figure of good and positivity, and that he created new views for the U.S. This means that Columbus did good things, and when people think about him, they think about positivity. It also kind of implied that exploration was possible and that people can do great things. There were also some good aspects of the Columbian Exchange. For example, if he hadn't brought over those diseases, they still would have found their way over here. Another thing that was good about the Columbian Exchange was that the Spanish introduced us to crops and new foods that came in handy in the long run and at that time. Some states have work and school days off for this holiday, and they really respect it. What is your view about Columbus Day? My view? Well, I'm in the middle of all of this. I think that Columbus Day should be a holiday because he brought new things to our world, and I believe he did open some gates for the U.S., even though he didn't even set foot in what we call the U.S. today. I think we shouldn't celebrate the holiday because he did commit genocide, and that is wrong. But he did create some things that wouldn't be here if he hadn't done some of the things he did, and we wouldn't be the country we are today. I think there should be two separate holidays, Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day. They will celebrate everyone, and hopefully no one gets mad. Well, Katie, it was an honor having you here with us today, and to listen and learn about Columbus and the holiday that celebrates him. Thank you so much for having me here. Now, what is your opinion about Columbus Day? I don't know what my opinion is, but America, think about yours and send your answer to our phone number, 1-800-346-6698. Bye, Katie. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.